Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Talking Toys with Taylor and Jeff, where we go back in time to discuss our favorite toys, one toy line at a time.
Hello, and welcome to Talking Toys with Taylor and Jeff, action figure exclusive.
I'm Taylor.
And I'm Jeff, and folks, this is the second and a half time that we've tried to record this show. We were almost through with it the last time, and something happened, and we lost all of Taylor's audio, so we will attempt to recreate the magic for you here. This is the next to last of the action figure exclusives for the Vintage Kenner toy line. We talked about it, and Yak Face was not ever released in the United States officially, so we were talking about whether or not we should include it, but you know what? He was on the card back, so I say we talk about him, so... Next time out, we will be talking Yak Face, but this time we're talking Warwick, who is the last of the Ewoks.
This is kind of sad for me. I like the Ewoks.
I know you. Everybody loves Ewoks. Well, not everybody. Everybody should love the Ewoks. People who don't love the Ewoks are just too cool for their own good, in my opinion.
Was it? There's a certain place in hell for those who don't love the Ewoks.
Yes, I agree. But. Yeah, this guy, it's funny. I was talking several years ago when I was still going to conventions regularly. I was talking to a guy about, you know, Yak Face and Blue Snaggletooth and everything. And he said, you know, it's funny that those are the ones that are so in demand and so expensive because I've seen more of those than I have Warwicks. Because I never see Warwick. And for a second, I had to think about it. I was like, that was
Warwick, yeah.
That was an Ewok, right? He said, yeah, he showed me a picture. I said, okay, yeah. So I did have this guy. And I'm not sure if I've bequeathed him to E-Man yet or not. I think I probably have.
No, I think we have Lumat, but I don't think we have Warwick.
Okay, I may hang on to Warwick for a little while since I know how well he treated Wicket, which is to say he lost him, folks.
He is really, really, really distraught about that. He's been trying to get mine.
As he should be.
I told him, like, you gotta
he
take
should
care
have
of it.
To save up his allowance that he doesn't get and buy one himself. Maybe that will teach him to hang on to stuff. It was my fault for giving a child a toy that was that small.
He was still really, really young.
Yeah, that's on me. That's on me. But so this guy came out at the end of the Power of the Force line in 1985. He came with a hood, a bow, and a quiver, which is not painted.
Right.
But so you didn't have one of these, right? I'm assuming.
No. So out of the Ewoks, I loved the Ewoks and I wanted them. I only had Low Gray. And at the time, like, you know, there were money issues and even distribution issues. So I was never able to get any more Ewoks past Low Gray. And it was kind of a bummer for me because I really wanted more. So out of my childhood figures, I had the only Ewok I had was Low Gray, and that's the one that I have today. But yeah, if I'd have seen Warwick, I probably would have got this one.
Well, let's talk about why I may be getting rid of Warwick sooner than I had originally intended to.
Okay.
So Warwick looks cute as long as his hood is on.
Right.
But when you take his hood off, you realize that this must be where the term murder bears came from. First of all, unlike any other Ewok, his head is tilted slightly to the right.
Yes.
I say slightly. It's halfway, but it's probably at about a 20 degree angle, I would say.
Yeah.
Which is kind of creepy. You know, it's like he's kind of looking at you like he's playing with his food. He's got these dead black eyes. You know, they don't have any pupils or anything. He's got the nose, the dark gray nose. Then his mouth, like his lips are pursed, and you can see these two fangs. It looks like Nosferatu fangs sticking out of the front of his mouth.
Yeah.
Which is creepy enough as it is. But then he's got like one of those chin strap beards like you see Amish men wearing because of the way his fur is matted.
Yes.
Why would Kenner do this to us, Taylor?
It's the, I think the part like even with like the black dead eyes, that's always kind of a scary thing. And in the movie, when you think about it, it's like, that's kind of creepy, but the teeth is also kind of a scary thing. The beard. But for me, I think what's the most scary is that kind of Patrick Bateman, like head tilt of how should I kill you? Sort of questioning the head tilt's the part that just really freaks me out. I think that's the part that pushes him over that edge of murder bear more than anything else. Kenner was on to something here, and I'm not sure why they decided this, but it's
well, I guess whoever did it said, you know what, this is the last one.
Let's go out with a murderous bang.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. It's bizarre though. And you know, any of one of these elements on its own wouldn't be so bad, but you put them all together, the eyes have never looked creepy until now. The mouth has never looked creepy until now, but again, they've got the teeth sculpted in there and the chin strap. He looks like a backwoods murder bear.
It's weird because when you put the hood on him, the hood covers up a lot of this and it makes it okay.
Well, it's like me with facial hair. If I take my facial hair off, no matter how little I have, I look mm-hmm. completely different. Like people don't recognize me.
True. True.
And when I have a hat on, I look completely different. You know, sometimes people don't recognize me without the hat.
You know what I think the head tilt is? So there's a couple of things. I'm looking at, there's a comparison picture with Warwick and Lumat. They're together. Warwick also kind of leans, you know, to one side. But I think what it is, do you remember in The Return of the Jedi when they cut R2-D2 away from the thing and R2-D2 kind of falls face forward? They pick him up and he opens up the little electrocuting thing and sticks it out.
Oh yeah, and he shocks the Ewok.
The Ewok looks at him and kind of turns his head. I think that's Warwick. And I think they're trying to capture him. Maybe that's what they're capturing, is that kind of head tilt.
Yeah, you may be right.
Like I was just sitting there thinking about it. I think also because I looked at the card and I was like, is that the one like that kind of like turns and looks and kind of even on the card art, his head's tilted a little bit. So I think they were just, maybe they were trying to capture that sort of appeal. And even with the mouth open, the teeth showing, it's just the scowl in the eyes just set it off. And he doesn't look as quizzical. And instead, he just looks more murderous.
Well, you're right. Talking about that card back. Let's talk about the card back real quick. Mm-hmm. You're right. He is tilting his head. This looks creepy too. I'm not even sure this is a still. This almost looks like a painting to me.
It's a still.
It is a still, but it almost looks like a painting. But I do like the fact that they've got the, you know, kind of the hot pink backing behind the figure and the hot pink mm-hmm. like nameplate. But it looks weird with that sort of magenta headdress that he's got. I think you may be right. This is the one that looks most like a man in a suit of all the card backs that we've gotten. But back to the figure. Yeah. So he's got the typical, again, folks, this may not be a very long show because Ewoks are all sort of the same. He's got the hair, the fur on his face kind of splays out from his nose, mm-hmm. comes out from his nose. His ears are really well sculpted. I feel like they're a little bit taller than some of the other ones we've seen.
A little bit taller, not necessarily taller, but I feel like the inside sculpted a little bit deeper. than what we've had before.
Maybe they're wider or something. Because, yeah, it seems like there's a little more detail.
Yeah.
And then again, coming down from there, down through his neck and his chest and everything, the fur is matted in places, which you would see. And they've sculpted on him a belt that goes around almost his midsection. Mm-hmm. They didn't bother to paint it, so it's a little weird. But I like that, like they've done before. They've got some of the hair, some of the fur is sculpted over the belt, and some of it is sculpted under. So it, you know, because that's how it would happen as he's wearing it. Some of the fur would come out and ride over it. One thing that's interesting is coming down from there, looking at his back, he's got some junk in the trunk.
He really does. He's got a bit of the belly and the butt here.
Yeah, he is. He is definitely a Sir Mix-a-Lot Ewok here. And the other thing,
I like big Ewoks, and I cannot lie.
Yes. I like big walks, and I cannot lie. His arms, again, are very pretty standard for Ewoks. You've got the fur that's coming down and sort of, you know, flowing down towards his wrists. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's no fur on his hands. And then the same with his legs. It's all sort of flowing down. But I think it's interesting that there's a very sharp line above and below where his knees would be. You see that?
Yeah. Yeah. This is the one Ewok that actually has some visible chunk knees.
Yeah. Why do you suppose they did that?
You know, it's one of those I've been trying to kind of figure out, like, why in the world. And I think it's because maybe the based off of the suit capture that they have, or the picture they had of the character, it feels like the suit for this character didn't fit quite as much or quite as well. And so there's a lot of extra flow and folds. And so I think they're just trying to kind of capture those folds.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're probably right.
It's a weird design, considering that most of the Ewoks at this point have had fairly straight legs and not really a lot of like knee action. All of a sudden, you know, we're getting one that's got, you know, kind of double set of fat knees here, where it's, you know, very accentuated, where it stands out. It's just, I don't think it's quite as much knees as it's like folds in the costume, and they're just trying to accentuate that aspect. I'm trying to remember, is this the same Ewok that died?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think they ever actually named that one. And that's all we're going to say about that, because that scene makes me very sad. And this is a show about things that make us happy. Thanks a lot, Taylor.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So coming down from his knees, we got the toes with the toenails, which I've always been a big fan of that sculpt. Mm-hmm. So the parts where this figure, the thing that really sets this figure apart for me is the headpiece. So let's talk about that, because the bow is the same one that we got with,
It's Lumat, yeah.
Lumat. It's just a different color.
Right, yeah. So they reused the bow. Lumat's got a lighter brown, Warwick has the darker brown bow. But the bow is reused. However, the quiver is not. And it's weird, because you figured they would just reuse that part. But they are not reused at all. So interesting. The hood and the quiver are both brand new sculpts.
Okay. But not the bow.
I mean, we've seen this before. Like, there's a few figures that have like the reused hand cannons, guns, even lightsabers have just been recolored. I mean, weapon wise, that's probably where Kenner says, in that they have often reused weapons quite often. That makes sense. But I mean, the fact that they reuse this bow, okay, well, it's a standard Ewok bow, big deal. But they didn't reuse the quiver, just shows that they are looking like their tooling and sculpting matters. Like they are finding things that work for the figures. Because, you know, Lumat, their quiver kind of goes off to the side. It reaches to the right side of the body. And the arrowheads are done vastly different. Warwick's actually sits on the left-hand side of the body and has the spearheads up. So, I mean, it's interesting how they've taken basically the same concept but retooled it into something new. And you don't ever see this thing used again.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I mean, that's like a testament to Kenner. That's
it is. No, it is. It is. I do. And I like that quiver. I like the way that they've got the, you know, the leather strap coming down and wrapping around what looks like, we talked about it, a log that's been hollowed out.
Yeah. And it makes sense. I mean, thinking about the Ewoks, that would be like a kind of a utilitarian thing for them to use. It's like, they, hey, we've got this log. Let's put some leather on the bottom and put some animal hide around it. We'll use this to carry arrows around.
And of course, we see the tops of the arrows there that look like they're probably made out of stone.
Yep.
But where this figure really shines is this headdress. And we talked about this before. Yeah. The headdresses for the Ewoks were all just amazing. And this one is no exception. I like this one because, A, in keeping with that whole backwoods murder bear thing, it looks like something made out of burlap or something he made homemade. Kind of reminds me of Friday the 13th Part 2, which is the one where Jason is a full-grown adult, but wearing like a burlap bag over his head with one eye hole cut out.
Yep.
Kind of reminds me of that. But the cuts on it are very uneven. The hole for his face to fit through is very uneven. It, you know, it kind of goes up to a peak, but it's not right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes down and frames his face, but then at the bottom under his chin, where it straps together, is off center.
Yeah.
And they've got some really good fold work. And then on the back, coming down from there, it's cinched in the back, but it's cinched very crudely. Talk to me a little bit about this. Do we assume this is made out of leather or what?
Yeah, I would figure that pretty much all of the Ewoks, all of their fabric goods are going to be made out of leather, because I wouldn't really count them as people who do a lot of weaving. If you look, most of the stuff they have, it seems like leather, stone, sticks, any weaving they have are going to be baskets. And if you look in the movie, they're all very crudely made, which tells me that they haven't quite gotten to that point of making a lot of like textiles. So I would think that pretty much every Ewok's hood is going to be made out of some sort of animal hide.
Okay.
And I mean, in looking at this, it looks like animal hide.
Right. Yeah. No, it makes sense. Makes sense. What about this color? What I called it magenta earlier, but what you're the art expert. What color is this?
It's almost like a, it's not quite magenta. It's kind of a brownish color. I'm seeing some of the,
when it's off of him, it looks browner, but when it's on his head, it looks like it's got more purple in it to me.
And I think that has to do with the color of him. Like when he's kind of a very muted, like a cool gray tone, almost like a cooler, like Davies gray. I say that because Davies gray is relatively warm, but this is almost like a cool end of it where it's like the same sort of value of gray, but it's not quite very warm. It's got kind of a colder tone to it. And I think with that, and then putting the hood on them, like with that cooler value of gray, it makes the hood feel more purple in tone. But I think it's a very muted, it's a very subtle, it feels almost like a sienna or like a raw umber with a touch of purple dioxide in it. Like it's very, very subtle. It's more brown than anything, but it's a very cool brown. So it tends to fall more on kind of the purple and red end of things.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that. I think that makes sense.
You'd buy that for a dollar.
That's what I thought is what I was going to say. Something that we haven't seen before, at least that I remember, is at the bottom on the back of it, where it's cinched up, it hangs down a little lower, and it seems like there's a lot more folded underneath. So this one looks a little bit more haphazard to me than some of the others, which I actually like. Do you see what I'm talking about?
I could see that, yeah, because it kind of turns up and then falls back and then turns up, and then you actually see the tie going through the multiple layers and kind of cinching it, but the back it hangs a little bit more. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
All right. Well, you know, folks, like you said, that's really all there is to discuss about this figure. So let's talk a little bit, Taylor. Tell me, what is your favorite feature about this toy?
So for me, besides for that murderous scowl, I really like that a lot. I do love the accessories that come with Warwick, like the hood, the quiver, the bow. I like the fact that we're getting another bow Ewok, and the accessories actually seem so much better than Lumat's accessories. Like the accessories with this are spot on.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. For me, it's a tie between the headdress and that quiver that he's carrying. Cause I think both are just wonderful. And I don't mind that the quiver is not painted because it's interesting that it's a different color. Like his bow, his hood and the quiver are all different colors. And I like that, but they all work together.
Yeah. Yep.
And, the both, I couldn't pick one because they're both unique to this figure and they're both, both make sense for this character.
Yeah. For accessory wise. I mean, that makes sense. And even, you know, even to kind of piggyback off of that, like the tone of the accessories. I mean, every Ewok has a hood, you know, these Ewoks have like satchels that cut across. This happens to be quivers, and even like the reuse of bows, but this time bows, still each Ewok has its own specific tools. And even though there's parts that are reused, they're recolored in a different way that makes them stand apart. And I like that about the Ewoks, that they're so vastly different from one another that you can identify whose parts go to who so easily.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
So what is your least favorite feature about this toy?
So something we didn't really talk about on the actual sculpt of the figure, there's that belt. I'm kind of bummed that there's absolutely no paint application to that belt. And I know originally we had talked about, well, maybe that's kind of a light tan or the color of his skin and everything. But I really feel like that belt would have stood out and looked so much better with just that touch of gray that's on the nose. I'd like to see that belt painted. I think that was kind of a cop out.
It would be tough to do though. And do well because it's such a thin piece of, you would assume, leather.
Yeah, I mean.
But I get it. For me, it's the fact that he just looked creepy. Normally, I would like that, but I don't know if I could sleep at night knowing this thing was in the room with me. That's where I'm at.
It's one of those, like, I can understand, again, the appeal of having the mouth open, the head tilted. But it's that paired with the scowl of the eyes. The eyebrows should have been a little bit more raised, a little bit more surprised, a little more inquisitive. And I think that would have changed the tone of the figure by just changing those eyes.
Yeah. Again, but any one of those by itself wouldn't be bad, but you put them all together and it's the stuff that nightmares are made of. It's
creepy. Yep, I agree.
What do you feel like best exemplifies the Kenner line with this toy?
You know, for this one, thinking back or thinking with even like the head tilt and everything, Kenner is definitely giving us what they see. You know, they're giving us an accuracy that works, that is sculpted well enough that you look at it and you can tell who that character is supposed to be. Even though colors are not exactly the same, like I would look at this and I'm like, yeah, it's this Ewok that's on the front. I can tell it looks like him. And so they've given us really good sculpting that gives us what we need without going too far. And I like that, even though that at this point their sculpting is, you know, it's the Ritz, it's on the high end. They still haven't gone so far that it doesn't either look like the character or it's too much.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that. For me, it's the fact that, again, this is the last Ewok we got in the line, and they're still giving us new stuff. They could have just, you know, knocked this one out and given us a very generic Ewok, but they didn't. They gave us something new. He's different from the other Ewoks. You look at him, you can tell a difference between him and any of the others.
Yeah.
So I think it's great. That's really simple for me. Is that, you know, they keep giving us new ideas.
Yeah.
Which I think is to be commended. So, is this toy cool?
I think so.
I think so too, even though he gives me the creeps. It is cool. You know, the face is weird. But at the end of the day, it's an Ewok. It's Star Wars. It's different from the ones we got before. So yeah, this is a cool figure.
Yeah.
I agree. So yeah. Folks, we'd love to hear your thoughts. How creeped out are you by a Warwick? So let us know on the Facebook page and show us pictures of yours if you have one. And if you have one that is somehow you've made even creepier, we'd love to hear that as well. Like painted like, you know, blood on his teeth or something. I don't know. I'd love to see that. So head to the Facebook page and let us know. Until next time, for Talking Toys with Taylor and Jeff, action figure exclusive.
I'm Taylor.
And I'm Jeff.
And remember, they're not dolls.
They're action figures.
Action figures with a vengeance.
I'm so creeped out right now. Good night, folks.
Thank you for listening. For more episodes of this show or other Marvin Dog Media productions, go to marvindogmedia.com to stream or download the shows, or to subscribe via iTunes. Email us at marvindogmedia@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at marvindogmedia. Follow us on Pinterest at pinterest.com/marvindogmedia. This podcast has been a production of Marvin Dog Media, all rights reserved. How many times can we say Marvin Dog Media?